Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Darrell Long, director of bands at the University of Louisiana Monroe, also the head of the Division of Music, and Doyle Jeter, founder of the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Fest. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today.
Hello. Good morning.
Looking forward to a great event coming up tomorrow evening. Darrell, as we head into the fall semester here at the university and the School of Visual and Performing Arts, showcasing a great event coming up tomorrow night, but a busy season in general.
Yeah, as we get into the semester, we've already had several events to get our concert series started. One of the ones that we're very, very proud of is the Guest Artist on Campus series. And we were able to partner together last year with Doyle and his organization and bring in a Celtic artist. Smithfield Fair was here, and this year we're really excited about the Captain Mackey's Goat Skin and String Band. It's going to be a great event.
With that in mind, Doyle, tell us about Captain Mackey's Goatskin and String Band.
Sure. It's a mouthful.
When you hear the name, you know, you're curious about what you're going to see on stage.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I've seen them like 10 times. And just to update on what Darrell was saying, this is actually the fifth year in a row that VAPA and ULM have sponsored an event leading up to the Celtic Festival. They brought in Paddy Keenan, the great Irish piper, Glenn Rhode, and a great art show from Belfast, Ireland that I set up here at the art department. So we've been thrilled to work with VAPA in particular and ULM. It's been great. And KEDM, of course. Captain Mackey's Goatskin Band, String Band, are originated in County Cork, Ireland, West Cork. And two of the leaders of the band, Martin de Cogan and Jimmy Crowley, are literally legends in Irish music. Jimmy especially. Jimmy's an old-timer and has been looked up to since the early 70s. He had a great band called the Boys of Fair Hill. And they set the standard, basically, for the new wave of traditional Irish folk music. And they're backed up by some friends of ours, actually, Legacy Irish Band, who have been playing the headlining festival all over the country this past year, Savannah, Kansas City, Chicago, et cetera.
Legacy came on board a little bit later, but how long has the band been together?
The band has really only been together for about 2 years, and they just got back, actually, from an extensive tour of Ireland. They actually played Matt Malloy's music venue of the Chieftains, and Matt sat in and played with them. So they've been tearing it up in Ireland and all over the country. We're thrilled to have them here.
When someone comes to the show, what is unique about this band as they perform?
Well, what the uniqueness involves, what is unique even in Ireland, sadly enough, is they do a lot of their music in Gaelic and in the Irish language. They'll be doing a bit of that Thursday. We do more in Ireland because more people understand it, I guess. But you know, the uniqueness, again, goes back to the quality, I'd say, of the performers themselves. Again, I can't say enough Jimmy Crowley. He's just a huge legend. I'm honored to be a friend of his. Traveled with him in Ireland. He's a piece of work. Can hardly understand him. We may have to have a translator Thursday night. But it's unique to just have a band of this caliber. But, you know, that's what we do. There's stuff like this on campus every day of the week in per se. But Thursday night's going to be a pretty exceptional evening.
Darrell, what do attendees enjoy most about these performances? You know, with a guest artist coming on campus, it's kind of a rare opportunity that you'd be able to come out and enjoy a show like this.
I think one of the best things that we offer within VAPA and the Division of Music is live music. You know, it's one thing to sit at home and listen to it on your CD player or listen to it on your MP3 player. Live music, even music that's probably not the quality that you would put on a CD, it's still live, and you see the artists performing, and you hear them, and it's just, I don't think you can beat that at all. I spent this past weekend in Memphis at the Memphis Heritage and Music Festival, and, you know, some of the music wasn't really up to my standards, but it was still live, so it was good.
Live music, and with the band being together the way they have been, tell us a little bit more about Martin, kind of the founding member, Doyle, and just a unique way that he was able to bring everybody together, yeah. I guess.
Well, Martin usually has about five projects going on at one time, mm-hmm. Literally, and he put the band together. This guy is a star as it were, and he's becoming more and more of a star, not only in Irish music, but film and theater. He just did a two-week run of Da Bog Man, a play that he wrote in off-Broadway in New York City. He appeared in the movie The Wind That Shakes the Barley. He's up for a couple other movie roles. So, you know, he's a really dear friend, and we all give him a lot of grief thinking he's a star, but he is. And he has several other bands he works with, including the Fuchsia Band and the Martine de Kogan Project, who will actually be at the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival this year. I wanted to emphasize, too, while we're talking, this concert at ULM is free to students, faculty, and staff. It starts at 7:30 p.m. at Biedenhorn Recital Hall, which is an amazing hall. The acoustics in there are brilliant. And you go, we don't need amplification, but we have to have a bit for the Irish band because they like to tear it up some. And but it's for information on it, I'm sure they can call here or they can call Visual and Performing Arts Department at ULM. Just call information. And they'll get right through to you. And we do have tickets here at KEDM free
generous
if you want to come and pick them up.
A limited number of those, so very generous on your part to be able to do that for the performance coming up tomorrow evening at 7:30. Daryl, getting together with this band and the faculty artist as well, that series continues on throughout this semester.
Yes, we do. We have our calendar is at our website, ulm.edu/music. But of particular note, within the next week, we have Claire Vangelisti, our wonderful soprano, on the 21st of September, and Scott Humes on the 28th of September, part of the Faculty Artist Concert Series.
Something to look forward to. And, of course, tomorrow night with Captain Mackey's Goatskin and String Band. A great warm-up, I guess, to Celtic Fest that's not too far down the road.
Leading right up, October 16th. Yeah, come hear some great Irish music Thursday night at ULM campus.
Daryl Doyle, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Cheers. Sláinte.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.